Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth drama.
There we go. So, sorry about that. So, if you were listening and you didn't get any sound, I apologize. I think I had a microphone problem, but we're good now. So, once again, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435. And if you didn't hear before, you can hit us up on the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Add yourself, myself or Mr. J will add you, and you request to get in, we'll get you in. Because we talk about any and everything under the sun. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. Speaking of hearing from you, Miss Brown Sugar's in the house. How are we doing this evening?
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Smooth.
Now, I was going to start off the show with there was a Victoria's Secret protest the other day. I miss out on all the good stuff. It was in the middle of London. There were some women who felt like they put together this protest because they were saying that Victoria's Secret and their model don't represent diversity. And you know how, like with flesh-colored Band-Aids, they're not my flesh color. They're somebody else's flesh color. They feel like that with their nude clothing. So they have nude clothing, right? That's supposed to be light skin colored for people of color. I was wondering what you thought about that kind of protest. You think those are valid or you think those are BS?
So what are we protesting? We're protesting that there's not enough diversity?
Well, they were saying they celebrate diversity and to show that they can be size inclusive also. As you know, all the swimsuit underwear models kind of need a sandwich or two.
Yeah, and I mean, they've done it before. They've had, I can't think of her name. Oh, my goodness. She's a very famous plus size. I think it's Ashley Graham is her name. And she modeled for Victoria's Secret for a minute, and they've had a few other ones. I don't know. I guess because of the era I grew up in, I'm not really upset about this all-inclusive, everybody should be inclusive movement. I feel like you get in where you fit in, and if that doesn't fit in with you, they have other plus-size stores that you can shop from.
Okay,
I mean,
that, sure.
The underwear is just as pretty, if not prettier in some cases. So it's not like they don't have anywhere to go. You know, everybody is, you know, wants to stand at that door, whatever door that they're not welcome in, and be welcomed. I'm going to make you want me. So, you know, and I just, I don't know. I've never been.
Yeah. That, I mean, but that's the thing, you know. I mean, if people don't want you, why are you knocking on their door?
Yeah, I've always been like, you know what, I'm going to make my own door, or I'm going to find another door to knock on. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to make a way for myself. I don't need you. And Victoria's Secret is high and it's cheap anyway. So, you know, I don't feel, I mean, you're asking for something that's really not of great quality. I mean, I buy from them, but I'm always disappointed. So, I mean, you know.
I actually I saw some, speaking of quality, apparently in Japan, the Vladimir Putin calendars are the number one seller, the one where he don't have a shirt on. Yeah, I guess they got like 12.
Wow.
I was like,
wow.
Vladimir Putin, he's a big deal in Japan.
Yeah, that's amazing. I've heard, you know, lots of people say he was attractive. I don't see it, but, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, I wonder, though. So if you're a Japanese man and you're looking at the Vladimir Putin calendar, it's like all the ladies is getting it. Do you want to kill yourself? I'm like, play holo. I mean, it's like here in the United States. If the Donald Trump shirtless calendar was on sale, if that was like the number one seller, if it was the number one seller amongst like black women, I'd be like, hold on. Really?
Yeah, that would be no. I mean, for one, it's funny because I liked Donald Trump before he became president. I liked his Celebrity Apprentice show. I thought it was entertaining. I don't like him as a person, but I don't like Michael Jordan as a person. There's a few other celebrities I don't like as a person, but that doesn't mean I don't respect them as far as like their entertainment. But I'm not running out buying an Idris calendar either. So, you know, I'm not running out buying that.
What calendar?
Idris Elba. I mean, if he had a calendar, I'm not, you know, he's an attractive man, but I'm not like excited for it.
Okay, so what calendar would you be excited for?
My forever crush.
Oh, okay.
My celebrity crush? Yeah.
Yeah, celebrity crush. All right, for those of you who don't know, she has been long-winded in her love for a certain basketball player who used to play for the Golden State Warriors. Yeah. All right. The brown sugar loves Chris Webber. I know.
Yes, I do.
Love Chris Webber.
Can you hear my smile? I'm just I love him.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, it's not creepy or stalkerish or anything. It's just, you know, it don't
it's
even come off.
It's a little stalkerish, I guess. I follow him on Instagram, so.
You follow him on? All right. So we just going to stop.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Before we get tagged as a as a stalker show.
I mean, it has nothing to do with you. This is years. I mean, this is since the 90s. This is a 30-year situation. So, I mean, you know.
I know. When he first showed up, you was just everywhere he was.
When he was playing in Michigan, I was watching the game. So, you know, I saw that game. He will never live down, but, you know.
Yeah. All right. So we just going to move on from Ms. Brown Sugar's stalker obsession. I want to say first, you know how I'm appalled by people who have their pets in the grocery store or whatnot.
You know,
and people who bring their dogs in everywhere now. It irks my nerves. So there was one thing that happened that just it got to me. There was mm-hmm. a woman. I'm not saying her name, but this heifer, she tried to bring her pet fish onto the plane, and Southwest was like, "Nah, you can't do it." So, and her quote was, "Yes, it's a fish, I know, but dang, it was my pet. And just because it wasn't a dog or a cat, it wasn't as important." And I'm like, first, I want to say to this lady, fuck you and everybody who thinks like you. your comfort pet. So, you know, now people is carrying goldfish on the plane.
Is it a comfort pet or was it just a pet?
Look, why are you traveling with your pet fish?
I mean, I couldn't understand why she had it in a bowl and not in a bag.
Okay. So, no. What I'm saying is you missed Why
no,
are
hear you,
you on vacation with your pet fish?
I mean, it could be a million reasons why.
Are any of them like real valid reasons though?
The only valid one I can think of is that she didn't have anybody to feed it and she was going to be gone for an extensive amount of time and she didn't want it to die.
Okay. So, yeah, no. You know, once again, I'm going to say, fuck her and everybody who thinks like her that need to have their comfort pet on the road with it. Look, it's your pet fish. Hey, I'm going to sprinkle some stuff in there. It's going to be all right. Unless she's going to be gone for a month, which I doubt it. You know, it's that phenomenon now where folks think, hey, I can bring my pets anywhere. Nah. I hate them. And if it's you, I'm sorry, but I hate you too. If you got to bring your pet everywhere, if your pet got to go in the grocery store, if your pet got to go on vacation with you, you ain't shit as a human being.
Now, why do you feel that much disdain for them?
Why do I feel that?
I mean, because I agree. I don't think pets belong in grocery stores. I mean, short of a CNI dog, I don't think they belong in restaurants. Short of a CNI dog,
right?
I mean, anything that's not gonna, you know.
Yes, none of them are CNI dogs. None of them.
Yeah, I don't.
Are really really important to your survival. They just they call them comfort pets. Because these sorry individuals, I'm gonna try not to cuss as much. These sorry ass individuals can't deal with humans, so I'm talking to a fish. I'm talking to a fish on vacation.
Well, you know, I don't I mean, I don't know if it's that so much. Like, I'm curious to see, like, where she was going. If she was, you know, if she was, like, actually going to a hotel and or was she staying with friends or
was at the,
like,
she
where
went,
was her exact destination?
She went from San Diego to Denver.
Okay, so was she staying in a hotel? Was she staying with family? I mean, if you're staying in a hotel, you're going to leave. You're not going to take the fish everywhere you go. And, like for some people, I think, like, the comfort animals, because I've, you know, I've watched some shows and how they are bred, you know, how they train them. They're born, you know, they're as puppies. They start training them then. And, like, some people who have PTSD, they really do need them.
No. See, this is a college student.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's what I'm saying. I don't know her story. I don't I don't think you would need a fish if you had PTSD.
I see, crazy. And if you date her, you're crazy. I'm just putting it out there. If you're dating her, she got to take her fish with you. So we go into the movies. Oh, I bring my fish with me everywhere. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to go to the car. I'll be right back. I'm going to pull it up or let me warm it up real quick or I got to move it and I'm just going to go without you. But I'm being cruel. I just probably just need to go on break. I'm going to go on break. So in saying that, this comes from the bowels of he comes from my ball files. This Clay Creation, Black Cash Flow.
Money is power. Yo.
Painting pictures, beat the canvas, and my words are tense. Hood nigga, trap star, man, that's what I am. Started off this rap thing being pious. Google opinion, it wasn't foreign, so I was biased. And I thought that I was better than them, better than him. But how better are you willing to change? When I was small, I wish I saw forward. John Marion, forgetting all the things I mistake like vegetarian. Forget the past, let's go back to the future. Bonnie and Fly, never lie, that's the promise I keep. You ain't bumping Clay Creation, and I promise you sleep. I ain't in your top five, DOT, I'm a freak. They say Clay got skills, homeboy, he the man, though. Many make crack in the studio, the band, though. Got my father, I'm the Black Marlon Brando. 10 after 10, the opposite of a Sambo. Blessed in my endeavors, the connection never severed. He clever, never say never, if you die, live forever. I'm the Black Wesley Snipes. I'm the middle of the night. I'm the passion of the Christ. I'm the one they built the pyramids for. I'm the one with the skin that they killing us for. Black people like a bakery. We need to get dough. Man, I get in God's face. Man, I need to get low. Man, I need to get low. What's the science? Making sure my people in alliance. What's the math? Making sure my people getting cash flow. All Black cash flow. All Black. Now, what's the science? Making sure my people in alliance with the math. Making sure my people getting cash flow. All Black cash flow. All Black cash flow. And they quick to see error like my goodies. Black lives matter even if they wear hoodies. Coming out my cell revealing the things I wrote. So reminded why these rappers revealing the things they smoke. I've been dropping knowledge revealing the ones I quote. Malcolm X, James Baldwin, Garvey, Huey Newton. I can't even see my grandma cause these niggas shoot. When they say they gon' pop you, man, these niggas prove it. I can't even feel safe cause the cops is wild. And Garvey said we should buy up all the private islands. What's the science? The sitting holy wisdom to my clients. What's the math? Making sure my people getting cash. The economy done tried to front on me and now they wanting me. Uncle Sam got his freaking hand out in front of me. I told him granddaddy paid all my debts. When he came to America on all your slave ships, the first shall be the last, now the slaves out of whip. Now he's proud of his chain, keep his spear on his hip. Now he's proud of his brain, get his quote from his lips. So the fence ain't violence, homie, it's intelligence. Turn your cheek, the world inherited by the meat. Making meals, lyrics need to chill for the thrill, keep it trill. keep the trail. Yo, trail. Now what's the science? Making sure my people in alliance. What's the math? Making sure my people getting cash though. Yeah. All black cash flow. Yeah.
Together you got to move. Drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Clay Creation, Black Cash Flow. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I think I'm better. I was hating there for a second. I was almost hater of the week again. Although, I'm feeling kind of hateful. But I'm happy at the same time. Because the winter solstice is coming up. Here. Friday night is the longest night of the year. Are you ready?
For winter solstice?
Winter solstice.
Yeah. I guess if I stay ready, I ain't got to get ready. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's Friday. It's the fewest hours of daylight of the year. It's the precise moment at which the northern hemisphere is tilted farthest from the sun. So, it occurs at the same instant everywhere on Earth. In the United States, it happens at 5:23, 4:23, 3:23, and 2:23. Yep.
Hmm.
Yep, it's the astronomical beginning of winter. Yeah. And
but does that mean it gets dark early or earlier?
Well, it's the longest night of the year, shortest day of the year.
Hmm.
And so, as they say, winter starts December 1st, but it actually starts on solstice.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah. Not that, I'm pagan or anything. I'm just saying.
It's just a trivia fact.
Yeah, just a trivial fact. One of those things.
Exactly.
If y'all are into that kind of thing. And speaking of being into those kind of things, transhumanism. Now, I don't know if you remember, what was it? I want to say last week or 2 weeks ago that believe the Chinese scientists had those genetic modified kids that he claimed were HIV proof. And that, they would be like the quote unquote first perfect like human being. So what we're talking about here he wasn't Chinese, he's Korean. He came out and was like, no, hold on, I'm sorry, he was Chinese. They were edited babies who are HIV resistant. And, of course, the scientific community jumped on him like, they questioned the ethics of his research. Now, my thing would be, so if he could edit embryos and make them where they're HIV resistant and some of the other as we call them, genetically modified diseases, because most of us would agree that AIDS was a man-made phenomenon. It wasn't something that organically existed. It was created in the laboratory. And so he cured it in the laboratory. So, you know, as most of these scientists, they're probably pissed, like, man, we've been developing these AIDS drugs, and now you want to come and kill our profits?
All right.
Because, I mean, because if he can genetically modify that, you know, because we're talking about the age of not transgender, but transhuman. So
I mean, so if you're a transhuman, what are you? Are you a mutant, Mike?
Well, I mean, we're talking about you can get new body parts. It's a biological, technological new territory. So, for example, there are like skin tattoos and grafts that you can put on your skin and you can control computers right now, you know, AI, whatnot. And the circuits, the little small circuits are in there, and you can basically do your computing from your wrist, right? So who's not to say that can not be put into, you know, your basic DNA? So you can actually control people's computers. Yeah, because, you know, that would be like the new age of hacking, right? So I can just walk somewhere. I don't need a laptop or whatever. Hell, I can hack just sitting near your computer. I'm just controlling your computer from my arm. You don't even know. You think I'm scratching or whatever. You don't even know what I'm doing, and I'm on your computer.
Wow.
So, I mean, transhumanism. I mean, according to them, there's a French Transhumanist Association, the AFT. They're using these things to intervene in the biological evolution, they say. So you say, what are the implications of this? So you say people brain transplant, you know, maybe they'll have that. If he can make them HIV resistant, then hell, he can make them cancer resistant, cold resistant. There's a lot of things that he can do. I mean, you're basically making supermen and women.
Yeah, but you don't know that, like, the side effects, like how long that'll last, or like, will something else mutate from that and be something like 10 times worse?
Right. Well, I mean, we won't know until, I mean, that's the thing. You won't know until you actually see them grow as real humans.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the end result? How they live, how do they grow, do they actually get real diseases? I mean, are they susceptible to chicken pox and all of these other things that we've had to get vaccines for, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. Now, I also look at it like, you know, it's always going to debase itself to the other parts. There's the scientific phenomenon, oh, you'll be diseaseless, whatnot. But we also know people are going to want to enhance themselves. So you'll, I mean, modeling their kids, right? So it's a Chinese doctor, right? So let's say he takes some DNA from Mr. Marcus. Just throw that in there. So take some DNA from Beyonce, Serena Williams. Throw that in there. You know, you see the implications of this. You can take DNA from the greatest athletes, singers, artists, whatnot, and put that into human beings in the laboratory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, could be interesting.
I mean, and have a Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, but isn't that what the Frankenstein monster, I mean, they made it like, oh, it'd be like decaying parts and it'd be sewed together. But, I mean, if you look at Frankenstein and what it would be, I mean, he would actually take the best part from deceased individuals, graft them together, and make it a whole. Right? I mean, because what? We're talking about brain transplant, heart transplant. I mean, if you took the brain from a young person that died prematurely, you
mm-hmm.
took the heart from someone, and then, you know, as you know, we've grown body parts on pigs, of all this stuff. So you can essentially put a human together. In the Frankenstein mode. Yeah. Never thought of it like that.
Hmm. I mean, it just reminds me of a mutant.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the transhumanists, they signed their emails with slogans like "Death is not optional," or "The first person to live to 500 has already been born."
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Elon Musk has set up the Neuralink in Frisco to develop implantable brain-machine interfaces to connect humans to computers. So you download your memories to a computer, like a hard drive. And so when you're cloned, whatnot, you just implant your memories in there and that's you again.
That's so crazy.
So you want to put some money together, we're going to live forever. We can just,
no.
No? You're going to tap out?
I'm tapping out. I mean, once I'm done, I'm done. I mean, to relive, I mean, maybe. I mean, they say you come back anyway. So I'll come back as a grasshopper or a butterfly or a ladybug or something. I don't know.
You really want to come back as a grasshopper?
No, I don't. I really want to come back as a bird.
Okay. You want to come back as a bird. Hmm.
Yeah, all I don't know which kind of bird, but yeah, a bird.
Mm. All right, well, good luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want all those other things, though. I don't want other people's body parts and memories.
No. See, because we're talking about if I can grow and custom design a human. If I can do that, then I take your DNA and then, I mean, because it's like you're shopping, like, okay, so what do you want to look like? Do you want to be tall? I mean, you want to be like 5'9", 5'10", long legs,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever else enhancements you want to have.
Funny because... You know, as a little girl, I think all little girls always dream of looking like, you know, some celebrity. Mine was Cher.
Okay.
And I can even imagine, like, I don't want to look like that now, though.
Well, yeah, because you would look really, really bad if you looked like Cher.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know how we all have this idea of, you know, oh, man, if I could come back, I'd look like Beyonce or Alicia Keys. You know, this is a woman's idea or whoever her celebrity person is. And at the same time, it's like, well, would I really want to look like that?
So
but I would still be me, right?
My question then is, what would you want to come back and look like? And that's my question to those listening out there. If you're listening, and if you had a chance, transhumanism, to implant your brain into a computer, and if you can have a new body, what would you look like? I'm just good. I'm curious. I love to hear what people would want to come and look like. I mean, because technically, what you'd be doing, like if you transplanted yourself and you know, it grows, you grow this generic body, and then you're like at five, you put yourself into a 5-year old body. I mean, wouldn't you be the ultimate achiever? I mean, you've got your brain, your experience, and you're growing up, you have a distinct advantage.
Yeah. I mean, but you'd have to think like the ramifications of all that. Like, what's going to happen with all that? Like, what are the side effects to all that? Like, how does it affect other people's lives and, you know, dealing with stuff like that?
Well, if you don't tell them, how would it affect their lives?
I mean, if I'm five and I have my brain, I mean, people are going to take notice.
No.
You know, they're
going to
think I'm more than an exceptional child.
Right, but that's why you're playing it off, right? See, you're playing it off. I mean, how would they know? I mean, because you can pretend to be innocent, you'd just be Chucky.
And we see how well that worked.
Yeah.
That did not work out in his favor.
Yeah, but that's a fictitious character. I'm saying if we were being real with it and people had that chance, that opportunity, I mean, because I'm going to guess that it's already happened. Probably has happened for a few generations now.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know, because you start thinking about it, right? Tesla had wireless electricity capabilities in the end of the 19th century. They didn't roll that out till like 70 years later. So if they're telling you about it, it's probably happened already. So technically, the people that represent you in politics, leadership, whatnot, could just be the same people over and over again.
True.
Just as a thought put out there.
True.
I mean, I thought that was an interesting thing. And of course, like I said, you'll have those folks like, all right, so here's what I want. I need that Shaq, some Shaq, some Mr. Marcus. Let me see. just start talking some Neil, DeGrasse Tyson. I want some of that Stevie Wonder voice so I can serenade the women. You know.
I was going to say, I need you to pick better than that. I need some brains.
I said Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's the smart part.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You know, you're smart. You have the great bite. You got all the equipment. You're ready to roll.
Yeah, but are you ready to live with everything that comes with that. Just Mr. Marcus alone is going to be problems for most men. Mr. Marcus has trouble being Mr. Marcus, so.
Oh, okay. I guess if you want to call, you know, all the women, like, fantasizing about him a problem, yeah.
You know, that's a conversation. That's another conversation because,
right.
Yeah.
So we not even going to touch that.
No, we're not.
We're going to go on break. This is Radio Galaxy. Smells like. Galaxy. Smells Like from their album We Come in Peace. One of the most slept on albums as far as soul food goes. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Woo. So, as always, we got Groundhog Day. It's always something on Groundhog Day, right? You think shit's going to change,
yeah.
Right?
No.
I'm going to wake up. And I'm gonna lie like Louis Armstrong did a long time ago when he was singing It's a Wonderful World. I mean, you think about that. Remember?
I don't think it was a lie.
It was a lie. A black man.
That's what he was hoping for. That's what he wanted.
And I say to myself, what a wonderful world in the middle of Jim Crow South. Yeah. It wasn't no one.
He was dreaming.
Yeah. He was dreaming. Beautiful
song. Yeah.
But a total lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Groundhog Day. I mean, look, it's where we got to go. We got to go with the dreams because the reality is some bullshit.
Yeah. Well, that's usually where we are.
Yeah. And so.
Delusional.
Right. If we gonna go there, we got to start off with this.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So what is that shit that happened again? Well, I mean, I know you can't believe this, but somebody called the police on a black man.
Really? What for?
What? Oh, man. Because he was black, though. Is because he was trying to catch.
Was he standing?
No, he was They said, "Hold on, this is a check, but you like trying to get paid too much because it was like $1,082."
So they were arguing over his pay rate.
Well, that and the fact that it's like, yeah, we don't think that you working, and this is a fraudulent check. So they called at the check cashing place, called the police on him. Because he was like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm out. Y'all not going to cash it. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But, yeah, instead of letting him go, they called the police. Police put him in handcuffs, called his employer, who's like, yeah, he works for me. That's how much I paid him. Man, oh, we're sorry. I mean, because, you know, we put that on the list of things that you can't do while being black, cashing your check.
Hmm.
Yep.
Well, yeah, don't ever do that.
Yeah. You don't need to get your money for what?
No, for what?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, for what? You can't go to the stores and buy anything.
Yeah. I mean,
they're
going to
harass you there.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, but
that's true.
Yeah, you're
going to
get harassed.
Right, you ain't got no money.
So maybe they were trying to save him, you know, some more hardship, I guess. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because you don't believe it, then it is. Then that's what it is, because you don't believe it.
Right, exactly. I don't even know you're doing it.
That's privilege, boy.
Yeah, that's what they call it. I don't see it as privilege. I just see it as bullshit. Now, I saw something that was really really funny because you know if you've listened to me and you know me. I absolutely positively hate this time of year. I mean, for me, this is the worst. You know, they say it's the most wonderful time of this is the worst time of year. You know, can't go nowhere. You park your car in the wrong place, somebody might break into it. I mean, not that that don't happen. Car theft happens all the time. But, you know, right now everybody's on that Christmas, I'm feeling good enough to break into your car so I can have a good Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That feeling. Christmas jack.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. One of the guys, Mark Rober, who's a former NASA engineer, he decided he got robbed last year for his holiday packages. So he spent 6 months developing a baited box that blasts glitter and fart spray on thieves when they open it up.
Yeah.
And the device also takes cell phone video of the people. It uploads the footage to the cloud and can be tracked by GPS. So he has a viral video. It's on YouTube. He posted it Monday, where he developed his box. He put a bunch of boxes out there, and it detonates mm-hmm. real suspects. And so...
So what, you have to open the box?
Yeah, you know how...
Or you just get near the box?
Well, no, you got these people who they'll steal your boxes, right? They'll steal your packages on your porch. So... He made these special packages. So, hey, if you steal them, you know, you take it to the house. You're like, all right, let me see what I got. And you just get covered with glitter and fart spray. And it takes a video and it uploads to the cloud. Because he's a software engineer. So, you know, he's screwing you over. So not only do you look like a damn fool and you smell like Pepe Le Pew got you.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world gets to see it. So there's there's a video of this woman who stole a package and she's like, what the fuck? It was one of the greatest things I've seen. I was like, man. I'm like, dude, can you sell those? Because I would put one on my porch. I would put one on my just so I could screw somebody over. Like, steal from me. And then you see somebody walking down the street with glitter in their hair.
Right, and that's very bad smell.
Yep. I just thought, because that's my hating dream right there. If I had a dream, that would be my hating ass dream right there. That everybody, I mean, because we could just buy these and just, like, put that package on your porch, somebody steals it, and then from there on, probably not going to have many folks trying to steal today. Oh, man, because you hear they'll, like, sold their packages that explode and put glitter on you and make you stink. I don't know. They have things I want to take. You know, I want to take a package. Just a thought. I was like, man, I'm gonna have to look up that up and see if I can like find some stuff like that just explode on somebody. Just, but that's the hater in me. Speaking of hate, I got it, and it's something that we gonna revisit. Johnson & Johnson. Remember how they were talking about talcum powder? It's not good for you, causing cancer and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Johnson & Johnson knew about asbestos in the baby powder since like the 1970s.
Wow.
Yeah, it came out in 1999 through a lawsuit. Apparently there was a whole bunch of people who knew in the companies. We're talking about executives, managers, scientists, doctors and lawyers. But tell nobody.
That's everybody that works for the company, it sounds like.
Yeah. So they have 11,700 plaintiffs. I mean, people, women who had ovarian cancer use their baby powder. You know, because people use the baby powder on their feet. You know, some folks put it in their baby's diapers.
Yeah, baby diaper, yeah.
Yeah. Asbestos.
Wow. Yeah, so, I just think about, I didn't necessarily do that, but I used to rub it, you know, on me.
Right. Yeah.
Years ago, but just the fact that you're inhaling it and it's in your blood and it, you know, seeps through your skin. So, wow.
Yeah. So think about that for a second. And the implications of all that and the fact that it's not big news right now. And they're not being sued out the frame, being forced to close their doors.
Why is that?
Oh, well, I mean, they're too big to fail. You remember that during Obama's first year, too big to fail?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to bail them out?
Yeah.
Too big to kill. Because apparently we need asbestos baby powder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, marinate on that for a second. All right, y'all. From Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. Please stay tuned because Thursday we are going to have our Coon of the Year Awards. Y'all be ready for that. We're out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drummer.